Alright guys, welcome back to the Anime Podcast with your host Shane. I'm trying something new, guys. Don't judge me. I know I can't sing. Anyway, let's get into this episode, which we'll be talking about Black Clover, reviewing chapter. I think the latest chapter was chapter 233, if I'm not mistaken. Right? Let's confirm that. Yep, we were right. And this chapter is pretty much straightforward, you know, just a few things to note. And by straightforward, I mean there's no hidden details to really break down, you know. It pretty much was a chapter really answering stuff like that. I think the only kind of surprising thing was, I think there's a next ship, that potential ship between Charmy and what's that captain guy what's his name? I forgot his name. Let's see. It's probably gonna be over here. The guy that paints. Yeah, the guy that paints. Sorry for that long pause. So, let's get into this. Let's get into it now. So, yeah. I was right, people. So you remember, if you guys have listened to this podcast before, I think that's in episode. When was the last time I do that review? Let me go down here and look at this shit. Assess practically. You right? So it's called Black Clover 229 Theory. Yuno is a royal from Diamond Kingdom, probably from the King family. That's exactly what it was called, and I was right. I was super right. But it kind of was obvious. Well, not really obvious. I mean, I think most people realize at some point that Yuno was a royal because of his huge mana pool, but no one knew exactly from which country, right? And so I made that point when I read chapter 229, right, and the guy was asking for union, he looked tougher than he was, looked like he was escaping. And I was like, there's only one country he could be escaping from at a time like this, in when there's wars going on. Well, two, but mostly one, which was the Spade Kingdom. And so the guy that was escaping, practically, literally, proved my point right and stated that, you know, was indeed a royal from the ruling royal family, who were basically sucked and chased out from the triad, the devil triad, which basically invaded. Now the only open question is, who is Asta? And all fingers are pointing towards the fact that Asta is probably related either to Yuno are a part of the ruling family or something, or he is related to the triad because of the fact that he's a devil. He has a devil inside of him. So those are the two things right now, right? And the most evidence right now supports that he is probably so related to the triad in some shape or form. Probably he has no relation in terms of blood, but he was possessed because of the triad, something like that. So I'm again, this chapter really doesn't have much in terms of discussing breaking down the chapter, except for the Yuno part. That was pretty much the only really, at least for me, useful information. If you guys think I'm wrong, you can let me know, right? Make sure you subscribe and follow wherever you listen to podcasts. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so the real information was the fact that finding out that Asta was a Yuno is a royal, and practically the only, it seems, the only surviving member of the ruling family, royal family from Spade Kingdom. So I'm guessing that now we know between the two who is probably going to be the Magic Knight. Because Yuno has his own country. I think that's a whole other video that to break down. So Yuno has his own country. And right now, most of these kingdoms are going to be facing Spade Kingdom. So if they manage to defeat the triad in Spade Kingdom, which is going to be very hard, because I can remember specifically in last chapter, the triad saying that everything is going according to their plan, which is frightening. It's quite frightening when you hear the bad guys saying that things are going to their plan, but don't worry, we have that on our side. Oh, they always try to underestimate that plot, you know. These villains have been training for 1,000 years. That's a video I had today. Don't worry, Star guy only need like 6 months of training. We already literally saw Asta got 6 months of training and he's a beast right now. Anyway, let's get back on track, right? So Charlie said that everything is going according to their plan, but I'm thinking that you know would no longer need to become a wizard king, the wizard, right? The wizard king, wizard, whatever, in Clover Kingdom, because he has his own kingdom, unless he's gonna forfeit his right to rule that nation after defeating the Triad, which I don't think he would do. Well, maybe, because again, Asta, he grew up with Asta, he's practically a Clover citizen at this point, right? So yeah, that's the question is out now. So if Yuno goes back to Spade Kingdom to resume his role as prince/ruler, then I'm thinking that Asta is probably gonna be the only real candidate for the wizard king position, right? That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, so this is really much a fan service. This is literally a fan service chapter because it's only like 13 pages as well. That is why I'm saying that there's not a lot to really cover here. The fuck, what's wrong with this shit? My laptop is frozen. Yeah, so there's not a lot to cover in this chapter because it's literally 13 pages. And it's literally just giving us information and some fan service stuff. We get to see Charmy in the beginning, gotten to become a beast and stuff like that. And really, the only real information we gain was a lot apart with the Yuna stuff. Right? So, exciting to see what's going to be happening in the next chapter. You know, we want to see the further discussion on Yuna and Yuna's parentage and past and why he end up in the Clover Kingdom, you know, why everything is happening the way it's happening right now and all of that. So that's what I'm really waiting for. Alright, so let me know what you guys think in the comment section.